kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the rush hour. Have your say on the AFL player of the round. Head to Google and search AFL Vote. Voting's open now.
The Kangaroos through Thompson. He comes inside, gets around Impey, runs to 40. Scotty Thompson. The defender becomes an attacker.
Where'd we dig that up from?
240 games,
How
Jim?
Many goals
I'm
in
not,
that?
I'm not sure how many goals he kicked.
Scotty, welcome to you. How many goals did you kick, please?
I've kicked 7 so far, so expecting to increase that tally next week.
7? That's fantastic. Hey, now, why are you retiring? Because you've had another good year, Scotland.
Yeah, I'm 33 now, getting a bit old and a few niggles, and I just think it's time for me to step down, and, you know, we've got some good kids coming through. So
who's going to replace you?
Sam Durden at the moment's right. Really stepping up. So he's been really good the last 4 or 5 weeks. And, he's going to be a really good player.
Some things surprise you, Jim, like Ross Lyon sacking today. Yes. But when I saw Scotland, because his last couple of years...
Been very good.
No
doubt about that. Tell me, I slid down Saturday night into the room.
So it was you, was it?
I think 100% it was. Yeah, they got that inspiration.
Jeez,
but I did run into Scotty and he said, if we end up in any trouble tonight, don't be afraid to call for the swingman.
Oh, who's the swingman?
Well, that's me.
Oh, he reckons he can become a key forward.
Oh, no. Have you asked this week to play forward?
A few times. Yeah, don't like my chances. But,
what would you have any craft forward of the footy?
Yeah, what would you
turbo?
Do?
Yeah, no leading, just one-on-one, trying to probably sneak out the back. Probably.
How would you, with the dominance of Larky, Brown, yeah. Zerha, where would the room be?
Oh, one has to swap with me, don't they?
Oh,
so, game's played, yeah.
You'd be holding an arm across, and they go, mate, you're going to lead. You're going to do
And now, we saw you missing. You don't miss too many games over the journey. But we saw you miss a game earlier this season because you ruptured one of your pills.
Yes.
Tell us how that happened.
Christensen, I was just running behind him and his heel flicked up and, you know, just got it.
And you know straight away that it had damaged it?
Oh, it hurt.
Right.
And then normally, you know, after a couple of, you know, 10 or 20 seconds, you get up and run. But I had to go to the bench and had to spend about 5 or 10 minutes on the bench and... I had to go down the race and check it, actually, because it was sore.
Just checked it.
But the skin hadn't split. It had just ruptured inside.
Yeah, just ruptured inside.
Right.
So
how does that happen? If you're running along, you got big knackers, haven't you?
I did when I split it. It was very swollen.
Because you're running along. What do you run?
Well, yeah, but you're right up as ginger.
Yeah,
so obviously the heel's just...
Ooh.
Yeah. And not the only time that's happened either, because of training, Drewy Petrie, same thing.
Well, this was...
Yeah, it was a bit different, but probably a worse effect, that first injury. Long term, it's fixed now, but...
Sure, you basically couldn't get the equipment to work there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, it was working too strongly.
Yeah, it worked for 2 weeks too strongly, and then then didn't work for 6 months.
That would have been a worry.
Yeah, that was actually a big worry.
I remember you come in about then and you were worried about...
Yeah, specialists and ultrasounds. And
Lauren, how did she go through that time?
Well, we've had 3 kids since, it's still working. But yeah, 6 months of...
inactivity.
Yeah.
So it just didn't work, Jim.
No, that's it, Bill.
Did you hear that?
No.
And you had baby Flynn, he's just the recent one, the good to have a boy.
Yeah, so third, 7 weeks old. So.
All going well?
Yeah, keeping us awake and keeping us on our toes.
And are we drawing up stumps or is Loz wanting to push on?
At the moment it's stumps, I think.
Right.
So.
Hey, tell your beautiful mum, Elaine, who has been at the club ever since... oh, come on, Bill.
We're just watching Channel 9 there.
Willis.
It's a ruptured testicle on there now. What's going on there, Jim? I'm taking a photo.
Bill.
People won't believe it.
No, we're not believing it. Turn it off, Reds. Tell me about your beautiful mum who I reckon every game I ever went to, she was there.
Yes, so I've played 240 and I think she's missed maybe 5 games. And
5 games?
Yeah, I don't know what she'll do with herself next year, but no, she loves it. And she gets to know everyone around the club and she loves a chat.
Great lady. So that's a lot of travelling too. She's gone interstate with you as well.
Yeah, she goes to all the Perth games and... makes a weekend of it.
Yeah. Look, Bill's just fascinated by a medical show that has a man's equipment Get it off, Rach.
I can't watch it. And then it off. I look the other side, and Scotty's here with his ruptured testicle feeding him.
Hey, Scooty, you've been an absolute star. Well done. 241 of the best for the Kangaroos, and not only that, a wonderful shin bonus. So what we've done, I couldn't find anything from 2008, which I think is when you started, wasn't it?
Yeah, first.
So 2009 is the nearest I could get. Christian, our man from Rusden, the preeminent winemaker in the Barossa.
Right.
A nice little blend, a Ripper Creek for you, mate, so take that.
Thank you.
And open that up with Loz and just celebrate what's been a magnificent career.
Thanks, boys.
And have another kid.
If it works. You said he's pulled up.
Steve. No, you'll still be at it, Scotty. Just always niggling away.
Bill, the question I'm asking 133353 hence.
Yep.
I haven't even got started. Hang on. Chucking a hence in there. Rabs. Geez, you've been ordinary today, Rabs. 133353 hence.
Hence. What are you on?
Have a listen to him. What's going on with
it's
you,
not speed.
What did your parents do for you?
Yeah.
That you can't be asked doing for your own kids.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm telling you what I mean. George. 14. Started playing indoor cricket with his mates from school.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that gym. That's fantastic.
Springvale.
Ah! Bill.
Sucked in.
You have to go to Springvale.
I'm not getting in me chariot every Wednesday night and driving to bloody Springvale.
Well, you got to. You're a father.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do,
Jim.
No,
I don't think I do.
Your parents did it for you.
Yes.
They used to drive us everywhere.
That's it.
I was in the country, Jim. We'd go everywhere. Mum would drive us everywhere. So you've got to do that. Just Springvale's not far.
Drive us, schmive us. I'm not going to Springvale.
Jim, do you know where Springvale is?
No.
It's out there.
Bill, I know where it is because I went and did it last week. So I thought to myself when I did it last week, and one of the beautiful mums dropped George home.
He
so
I'd share.
I'd share, which was great.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, he probably won't enjoy indoor cricket that much.
And
couldn't get back there quick enough.
Loves it.
Fat. Can't be driving to Springvale.
Yes, you can. Jim.
What the hell?
It's not too bad.
Bill.
Just lock up your car, but it's all right. Jim.
But this is it, because society's changed.
It has.
So the stuff that your parents used to do for you selflessly, we're not quite as... I'll give you an example of one at your house.
What?
Your mum and dad, what did they do for you? Cooked.
Yeah. That is true, Jim. I don't cook for my kids.
You can't be asked cooking at all.
I've never turned on my stove.
No.
How do you turn on a stove?
Either of the houses that you have.
How do you do it?
That's it.
I've never turned on the dishwasher.
That's
the
it. Stove. So what we're asking the question in 133353 style is, what did your parents selflessly do for you that you can't be asked doing for
yourself?
Michael in Boronia, Mickey.
How's it going?
What did your parents do for you that you can't be asked doing for your own kids?
I don't make their lunches for them. Oh. I just could not be bothered with that.
So what happens?
I was stay-at-home dad for a bit, so when I got a hold of it, from prep, when they were five, when they started going to school, I said, nah, you make your own. I taught them how to do it. Now, don't have to do it anymore.
You got them to make their own lunch from five.
Hell yeah.
Why couldn't you do it?
Why? I didn't want to.
That's funny.
Didn't want
to. Oh, I'm happy to do the lunches, Bill. Yeah. Mark in Essendon. Hello, Marco.
Good, how are we doing?
Good, Marco. It's a long question, but you know it.
Yeah, Friday night ritual. My stepmother would use it to make me a big pint of tripe.
Oh, no.
A big pint of what?
Tripe.
Tripe.
Oh, it's
That's
terrible.
The foulest smelling thing in the world, Mark.
No, it's not. I know it. Toby. It's tripe.
Marco, tripe's it's no fat, good. And it smells your house out.
The best thing was it. If I couldn't eat it all, I'd put it in the fridge and no other bastard would eat it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's just fat.
No, it's hideous. No, it's the lining of sheep's stomach, isn't it, tripe?
I'm not
anyway,
sure.
It's disgusting. It's fat. Ed in Sale. Oh. Hello, Ed.
We got the phones. How you going, boy?
Hey, we got the phones right.
Yeah, good.
Yes, Ed. Go ahead, man.
My parents used to change me nappies.
Oh, and you won't do that for your kids?
Nah, no chance.
Well, how did we just let him have the pooey nappy yet?
No, the missus does it.
Oh, Ed.
Come on,
it's
Ed.
A lot easier nowadays. A lot easier nowadays. In the good old days when we were getting changed, Jim, of the cloth.
Cloth, that would have been disgusting.
Yucky, yeah.
Danny in Bacchus Marsh. Hello, Dan, man.
G'day, boys. Grew up in Essendon. Bombers are flying at the moment, eh?
Bombers are going well.
Anyway, every day was pub night down the link in Essendon, and... go outside to the phone booth, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Mum, can you come and get me? Yep, no worries. Every time she'd be down there, pick me up. But we live in the marsh now, and the young bloke wants to go to Palmer night every Tuesday night. He can get stuff.
Oh, you got to drive in there and pick
enough,
him up.
Fair enough.
No, I'll stay home and have my own frothies.
Bill, you're not picking your kid up from Palmer night. That's not happening.
Well, they used to do that. Remember, you'd ring Mum. You'd ring Mum.
Yeah. Come on, Mum, come down and get me.
Oh, no worries, darling.
Our next guest has been Triple M royalty for nearly 30 years.
I used to talk a lot on the radio. Now I need to talk every now and then, so I miss talking.
She started her career reading the news on Network 10.
Hello again, Bridget Duclo with Night Watch.
Before eventually finding a home on the M's, working on The Cage with our own JB.
I felt like saying it's not about you, Paul. Preta, what's your name?
Whatever.
Now she pops in from time to time to keep these two in check.
Do you think it's weird that my son wants me to throw my keys in the bowl?
Please welcome the top flight, Bridge Duclo.
In she comes.
Freshened it up a treat.
Have a go at her.
Have a look at that. Hello.
Looking good. You have lost weight. You're looking good. Oh, well done.
Thank you. I make an effort to see you, Bill.
Well, you're drinking soda water. That's
what would good. You like me to drink at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, bring in a bottle of wine or something.
Look, you know I'm having a bit of time off.
I know.
And as a result of that, things are clear.
Now the top
flight. But one thing that is, oh my God, I've had a weekend. I've got to tell you about my weekend.
What have you done?
The top flight. I went on a family lunch.
Family
to celebrate
in
my son's birthday.
Oh, right. Yes.
As in me, my ex-husband and his wife and the kids. It was lovely.
How does that go? Was it all good?
Really good. Yeah, we had a lovely time.
Great.
Anyway, it came to my attention.
Does he pay for you still?
He did that day.
Oh,
very nice.
Good boy.
Good work there from Tomo.
Anyway, it came to my attention during the meal, Bill, that there was a lady sitting on another table who...
Oh, don't tell me you.
Who just happened to be... The top flight's beautiful Lisa, who, despite the fact that the top flight and I are allegedly very good friends, I have never met.
I kept her away from you.
You have kept her away. So,
the lovely Lisa.
When I heard the news that the lovely Lisa was in the house, I said to my family, excuse me.
I've got to go.
And up I got, and I went over, and I took one look at that.
Seriously.
I said to my friend, which one is she?
Yeah.
Because there were three girls sitting there. Which one is she?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, the lovely Lisa was, I look awful. Yeah, sorry, just take a photo.
That's the photo.
The lovely Lisa.
I got sent.
The most beautiful girl I've, one, ever set eyes on and two, ever met.
Yes.
Top flight.
The very lucky girl is what
No.
Extraordinarily lucky.
I haven't been able to call you because all weekend I've been thinking, how the hell did he pull that off?
Yeah. Well, that is true. She is a very attractive and
top flight.
Nice lady.
She is a
beautiful girl.
Was
and
sister
too
there?
Good for you.
Very lucky.
Was her sister there?
She's pretty too. I know the sister. But do you know what happened?
Well, you're too close to Lisa's family for my
liking. Lisa and I got on very well. So well, it was frightening. We'll be seeing each other. Seeing each other alone.
It's 1 degree removed a bit too close for me.
But the top flight, here's the funny thing. Oh. I said to Lisa, and she wasn't that thrilled, I'm going to be honest with you.
I
said, Lisa, I don't want to be rude. However, you and the top flight look alike.
No.
Yeah.
She is a very good looking version of you.
She can't look that good.
She looks
so good looking.
No.
She's a good looking girl, but she doesn't look that good.
133353 is your mate a flog.
Can I just make it clear? When I say you are an ugly version of her.
Yes.
But it is so interesting how much you look alike.
Look at all alike.
And I've been doing research, and apparently it's very common for couples to look alike.
Really? What, they grow?
Yeah, well, they do. If you look at photos of couples and go 5 years, 10 years, 20 years,
they grow.
They actually can grow to look alike, which makes sense because you start, taking each other's characteristics a bit. Like, you know how you tend to...
I don't know if it makes sense.
When you hang with someone, Bill, you tend to sort of... you know, you finish their sentences sometimes, or you just make similar expressions.
I wouldn't go down that path if I were you, Bill.
What? Should see my new girlfriend. It's Uncle Fester.
I'd look to buck that trend if I were you.
No, but Bill, in all honesty, I don't think you are unlike your wife, Nikki, to be honest to look at.
Well, she'd be disappointed with
that. She wouldn't want to hear
that. Do you know what research shows? I think this is fascinating. You know, you don't often see a really good-looking person with somebody really not good-looking. You don't often see that, and there's a reason for it.
Yes, you do. I see a lot of good-looking girls with ugly blokes.
Yeah, they've got big wallets.
A big
wallets.
Oh.
Hello, Bill.
She went downstairs.
Or,
but that you do see a lot of very, especially golfers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
Oh, but that's different, Top Flight. Bill, that's different. I'm talking about normal people walking down the street. You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it studies, research proves most people choose someone of a similar attractiveness. And the reason they do that is it's called the fidelity...
syndrome.
You choose someone like you. You choose someone like you, so they're less likely to have an affair.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
So do you know any other couples other than Jim and Lise?
Who look alike?
Yeah.
George Clooney looks like Amal, his wife.
Does he?
Yeah, you put them together, have a look at them, put them together.
That's interesting because she is beautiful, though.
But Top Flight, Lisa is a lot better looking than you. I don't want you in any way to promote yourself.
She isn't.
She is.
I'm with you that she's a very attractive girl, but now that you say she looks like me, she's not that attractive.
What worries me is that she's with you. Now, and I will get deeper with her.
No, you won't.
Yes. When I see her.
I'm barring you
and
now.
And then you come back and tell us.
Yeah. I will get deeper when we have our one-on-one.
Especially the sober version of you. She won't want to ever bar you.
So I didn't like to tell her I was off the grog. I thought she might go off me.
This man.
He dobs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie
Lynn. Here he is, our man Bernard.
I like that.
See you, Bernard.
Nice to see you, boys.
Now, tell us about, we've been asking every former player about the farewell game. Are you a fan? Ruffies was superb, of course, his last game. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it, and I think he, of all people, deserves it. So, well done to him. And to kick six goals, that is the ultimate fairy tale, isn't it, to do? But well done to him, and well done to his team. They did look for him a bit.
They did. And he has been sort of greedy over his career too, hasn't he? I mean, four premierships and all the bloody carry-on.
Can they hand a few out? Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Just one would have been good.
Bernie, wouldn't it?
Even just to play. Oh, no, I don't want to play in one and lose, Bill. That wouldn't be good.
No, we didn't say that, Bernie. No. We just said
I was going to say I wouldn't mind playing anyone, but...
No, but he wouldn't
want to bring that up.
What did you do?
He wouldn't want to do that.
What did you do for your...
That's an open question. When?
Yeah, like when?
Last Friday.
What did I do last Friday? Oh, I don't know, mate.
When Melbourne played.
I was in Adelaide, actually. I was calling the Adelaide Collingwood game the next day, and very hard to watch.
Are you talking about his last ever game?
Yeah, your last ever game. What'd you do?
Oh, so now we're getting to it. What did I do?
Retire.
I hurt my shoulder, mate. So I did the AC joint, remember? And I was trying to get back if we made the grand final, but that never happened.
You did a Chris Judd. He got carried off with the stretcher.
Did he?
His last game. He was telling us during the week.
I didn't know
On a stretcher or with the stretcher?
Yeah. With the stretcher alongside him. Ever ruptured your testicle?
What sort of question is that?
Well, it seems to be the thing to do at the minute.
No, Bill, I haven't ruptured my testicle.
Ever get hit
playing
there?
Footy or?
Yeah, playing footy.
Actually, I got hit in the box playing cricket, and the skin, scrotum, got caught in the box.
Because it cracked.
It went in and then jammed in there. No, I couldn't. I was taking the box. I was pulling.
Yeah,
but there was no testicle rupture. Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry to the listeners for describing that.
Did you go with the Richie Beno famous one when the same thing happened to him? He not necessarily the pinching of the skin, but certainly the strike on the box. And he got in to the doctor and he said, can you remove the pain but leave the swelling? Rich Rickards. Come on,
very
Rich.
Very funny. I love that.
Because old Loose Bus Change copped it flush.
He
did. Did you see that last night?
No, flush. No, I didn't.
And the new boxes, which are like a bike cup, the American style.
Ah, are they?
They're much better to be hit on than the old ones.
Not the old plastic ones that used to wear.
No, they're a much better design.
How do we say that his last name? Labuschagne.
So Champagne. I've heard him say it, so it's Labuschagne.
Labuschagne, is it? Labuschagne. Yeah, but every time I hear someone say it, it's different.
But if you get the, where is he from? South Africa.
He left there when he was 10.
Yeah, well, it's still a name that I would have thought South African,
right,
Jim.
Okay,
so if you get the Afrikaners to come out and pronounce it, we should ask one to ring up and say it because they get it right from the back of their
boars.
Throat. So it'd be good to actually, if we do have a Afrikaner.
Afrikaans.
Can ring us someone.
I don't think they refer to themselves as Afrikaans anymore.
But what are they called?
That's South back African. In the day. They're South African.
All right, then.
Yeah.
If we have a South African that's listening and knows how to say Labuschagne, with the African accent, we'd love to hear it, wouldn't we? Like, 133353.
Oh, here they come. So Jilly's already onto it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like that. Well, their rugby teams had lots of them over the journey. Like Just van der Besthuizen. Because they come from the centre there, where the Dutch obviously migrated to South Africa back in the day, and they've got that exact sort of thing rolling. All right, well, what we got here, Bill?
We got Violin. G'day, Violin.
Not Violin. It's Willem.
A Willem.
Dutch for bull.
Oh. All right. So tell us how it's pronounced, please, Willem.
Marnes Labeskagni.
You hear that? Do it again. I love it.
Marnes Labeskagni.
Are you...
got the Marcus is different.
Vullen, you're a fan of the Springboks, the rugby union?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. So do you remember, I want you to say it better than me, Just van der Besthuizen?
Just van der Besthuizen.
Yeah. Good. Bill, brilliant.
Wildebeest?
Wildebeest.
The Wildebeest. How are you going to go in the World Cup, please?
I think we're going to come out on top. When I say we, us South Africans, but us Aussies are going to struggle a bit.
Struggle a bit. I love it, mate. Well done. Thanks for that.
Hey, well done.
Now, how's Moe going before we let you go, Bernard?
Moe just dropped down a rung or two the last couple of weeks. Had a bad loss last weekend. Couple out. Did they? Having a country for
you. You didn't play.
In a wet, cold day, you know, 2 weeks ago.
So in finals?
First 5 minutes, ping. Two of our better players.
And you refused to play in that game.
Yeah. Well, I did play in that game.
Oh.
In the wet. We actually won that one. But yeah, they missed last week. And Leon Gather, too good for us. So we've gone to fourth, Bill. We look like we're playing an elimination final next weekend on a Sunday.
So. Well, you probably play the Parrots again, will you?
No, looks like we'll play Druin.
Druin.
Daisy Thomas.
Gary Ablett.
Druin, Daisy Thomas. Yeah, yes,
that's it. Are they any good?
Yeah, they're all right. They're in the mold.
Ever ran into Don Pike lately?
It's amazing. I was in Adelaide last week.
And oh, were you? I heard you in the rooms, that's all. Someone said they saw you in the rooms.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
I think it was Roo.
Roo said that.
Roo said
took the cousins down to show them, you know, where all the boys get changed. And
what happened?
A bit after the game. And
saw Don, did you?
Yeah, said g'day to Pikey. And
what'd you say to him?
Well, Sam Jacobs was 200th, Bill, so I just... it was a bit awkward. I said, he was angry, obviously.
That was terrible.
I said, how are you going, Pikey? Yeah. Like, I was trying to lighten the mood a bit, you know? How are you going, Pikey? And
no, you did
he
not.
He said, good. And then he still had a bit to walk. He still had four or five metres. And I was sort of looking at him. I was thinking, you know that awkward bit? You've got to ask another question.
You
and
don't
I was
have
dumb
to.
Dumb. Well, I go, you going to the Watermark for a few beers tonight?
Bernard.
Bernard.
You're better than that.
And what did he say?
No, Bernie.
No, Bernie.
And then I was going, why? And then I'm thinking, what?
Why would you ask that?
Questions. What else was I going
to
say?
Are you going to the Watermark, which is a pub?
It's a pub, yeah.
Are you going to the Watermark for a few frothies after they've just been belted?
Well, I thought it might have been a good way to let his head get over
Bill,
it.
Bill, that's the sort of question you would ask.
No, I wouldn't even ask that. Old dumber here.
Nothing the Rush Hour family enjoy more than the idiot file.
Yes.
Which is Bill attempting to speak and getting it horribly wrong.
Poor Bill.
He does, as I've often said, he used to be one a month. Now he could do one a day almost.
No.
And Bill,
no.
This is, Maddie's got it down to how long, please, Raps?
5.5 minutes.
He had 15 minutes worth.
It's not. It's five Bill, and a half. What, this week? Yeah.
15 minutes he had, and he had to cut, slice and dice. To get it back to 5.5.
I don't think Fat's been that bad this week.
No, he's been real bad. Have a listen.
So you actually go down into Ballarat and then you come out of Ballarat. And I'll tell you what, it'll be as worse.
It will be as worse.
As worse. That's it. That's the grammar.
Righto.
Ollie Wines, the co-captain, is fit and ready to play, but he won't get a game because there's no change.
Reading to play.
Yep. Jay Clark is reporting that the Demons are trying to make a play at Alan Richardson. He'd be good in there, Jim. Wouldn't He'd be a nice
good.
Little second IC.
IC.
The West Coast swingman, Oscar Allen, is a round 21 rising star.
Yeah, very good player.
He's a good player.
Can't believe it's taken that long, actually.
Oh, I know. Well, and Darcy Fogarty must be a bit unlucky there, too, kicking five, but stand chew. The Saints, Jim.
Stand chew.
St Kilda are set to... get an interview from Robert Harvey.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Yeah, well done to him. Being a very good player. We'll talk to him about Duck. Better player than Duck, do you reckon?
Talk to him about Duck. No, we won't.
No, we'll talk to Duck about him. You fool's head. Yeah.
Cafe's flying along. Ooh, yep. Get down ooh, to nice. Mr. Frankie. It's Frankie's going very well, Bill.
In the Herald
I'm worried
Sun the
about
day.
Summer. It's going to be busy.
Or
I think we need a bigger kitchen.
You're
going
to have to put a boy
wait.
On.
Don't, just wait.
Yeah, we'll just
don't
we'll
get
calm
too big
down.
Too quick. You no, walk
right.
first, then you...
Liquor license
no,
in 2 weeks.
No, what do you do, Bill?
You crawl first and then you walk. You crawl first, Jim, and then you walk, all right? There must be another scanning place.
It must be. I don't know. Oh, will you tell me of one? Except for, of course, our man.
Down in Swan.
Bridge Road Imaging.
Yeah.
Doctor. Right, yes.
Who's got gout?
What's his name, Bill?
Dr. Rowan Smith.
Only been working with us for 5 years. Doc Rowan White. Minimum.
White.
Yeah.
Now, wallabies.
Oh, yes.
Fire up, tiny little furry marsupials. It's getting embarrassing. Hard to say marsupials. Good to see them back in the VFL. Anyway, they had a bit of a spell there, and now they're back in, and your brother's a captain.
Yeah, he is.
Come out.
Excuse me. Burping while he speaks, by the way, Nick.
But it's come out today that it was the relish, Jim.
The relish?
On the rabbit tureen.
What was in the relish?
Just relish. What about his vineyard out there? Hasn't he got a nice one out at Macedon?
Yeah, definitely. I've been out there. I was lucky enough. And he's got a good setup out there. Farmer Grimes.
You should get out there, Jimmy. Nice little reds.
What sort of reds he producing?
Just a Sablon Blanc. So I said, mate, look, what we want is... that much money, and how can we
do you
get
go in
it?
Too high, knowing it'll be a bit
yeah,
low?
Yeah, yeah. Only want
it's called like a real rule. What's that called, Bill, if
that's
you
called,
negotiate that way?
It's called an ambered claim, Bill, I think.
Ambered?
Yeah.
Even after you told him you didn't get it right. Hey, thank you, Spud.
Very good, boys. Got you, Willis. Stay with us. What was that, Bill? Just sort of trailed off.
What was that, Bill?
Brad Lee plays a good role. Brett Lee, sorry. No, what's
Brad
his name?
Brad Lee.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Lee, Brett Lee.
Brett Lee,
Brad Pitt. Plays a good role, Jimmy. He's very good, Brad Pitt.
Pat Cummins, who I love.
Yes.
He'd stood his ground because he knew it was coming.
He did.
He'd bounced hell out of Archer in the first inning. He just stood there. I loved it, Bill.
He's got a nice technique. Neck. What'd you say then? What a nice technique, Jim, hasn't he? Davey Warner has arrived at training without the beard.
Ooh.
He's finally shaved the beard because he's not going that well with the beard, Jim, so he's taking the beard off.
He's not going that well with your fat ass on his back. That's
exactly.
What
we might have to do so. I was thinking about this last night. I actually woke up in a lather of sweat.
What did you wake up in?
A lather of sweat. Lather of sweat. You know what is interesting, Jim?
Yep.
No first gamers.
In either team.
And there hasn't been this yet. But my mate tells me the world's not going well.
No.
Overseas, Europe and all that.
The world's not going well.
Yeah. That's sort of a high-level economic term, James, if you can't follow.
Deutsche Bank.
They could go under. They could be nationalised.
Could go under.
Yep.
Which is unbelievable. And then there's anarchy, chaos.
Yeah.
And if you've got gold or silver, and not shares, Jim, don't laugh, old waistcoat. Don't laugh. You've got to actually buy
these sentences.
You've got to buy the bullion. You got to buy the bullions.
Yeah.
Bullions.
What are they called?
Bullion. Old bullion.
Yeah. How many days since Essendon won a final?
Oh, no.
Jim?
How many?
5,465 days.
So how many years is that?
Divided by 362 is about...
365.
365 now.
Even? Yeah, they've added 3 days to the year.
When has that been a year?
I think that's backfired on you, sucked in.
No, it's terrible, Jim. I can't read out. So there's a lot of bad language I can't wear. Hashtags.
Can't wear. Bad language I can't wear.
I can't wear on radio, Jim.
Really? That's what it is. Wear.
It's a pretty difficult road trip down there, so. Yeah.
Not that far.
Yeah, it's an hour. It's far enough.
Mate, it's 70Ks.
It's an hour and 15 years, Bill.
No, it's fair. Everything thinks
that's
it's
what it is.
Guacamalia. Jim.
Fat.
Jim. Now,
how bad have you been this last week?
Last week, was it? Yeah. I heard Higo in there. Jim. I heard Higo. Spud was in there.
Oh, no, it's no Spud in there.
Spud was there. And Guacamole, I said that, I reckon, 8 years ago. So fair dinkum, and that bloke in there,
Maddie,
he can get stuff.
He's embellishing, which is good. I like it.
But you can't tell the Rush Hour family it's only last week.
No, you can.
When it's been the last 10 years.
What about this?
Ross Lyon,
will be sacked as coach of Fremantle, Jim.
You are a half-wit. Seriously.
Jim, you flog. That's bloody big news.
All right, shut up, fat.
What's wrong? What are you talking? That's good. What are you,
but that's going, embellishing.
Yeah. That's, no, it's not, not only is that embellishing.
I said that Monday.
It actually never went to air until today after you went to the booth and recorded it with Matty.
Jim, that's, gee, you're being facetious. You've had a big facetious week.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.